We're here with Celestino Caballero. This is the second time I've seen you at Madison Square Garden. Both times you've been frustrated in the crowd. You know, you saw Juan Manuel Lopez with another victory, a little bit easier this time. Assess his performance.
Dice que este ya te ve la segunda vez que te ven aquí en el Madison Square Garden en Nueva York y has estado frustrado tú porque Juan Manuel te quiere dar un chance. ¿Qué tú dices de esto y qué está pasando?
Bueno, no estoy frustrado, sino que queda claro de que Juanma está frustrando al público. El público quiere ver buenas peleas entre buenos boxeadores.
Okay, he said he'd be frustrating the fanatic, the people that pay for the boxing, because if the people don't come, boxing is nothing. He said he got to fight the better fighter, it's him, and he got to do it now.
That's the way it should work, you know, but unfortunately the politics of boxing sometimes rob, you know, top fighters like you, stuff like that, since they match them with their own guys. I know you're not a top-ranked fighter. Do you truly believe that Juan Manuel Lopez or Yorkis Gamboa will get in the ring with you?
Bueno, a veces estas cosas no se dan por la política del boxeo, ¿no? Pero lastimosamente, ¿tú crees que si Juan o Yorkis Gamboa se atreverían a meterse contigo en el ring?
Claro que sí. Bueno, no queda de parte de ellos, sino de parte de su manejador y su promotora. Pero creo que sí se atreverían porque ellos también tienen la necesidad de demostrar que ellos son boxeadores buenos.
Okay, he said yes, he believes they will do it because they got the necessity of showing the public and everybody who is the better fighter in the division. So I think it could be happening. So let's wait to see.
You mentioned the division. You know, he went up to 126. It doesn't look like he's coming down. Supposedly he was drained. You know, he had a difficult time against Roger Matago, who got starched tonight. You know, you're a big guy for 122. I could definitely see you moving up to 126 and still be a very big guy in that weight class. Will you vacate your belts at 122 and move up to 126?
Bueno, ellos han visto tu estatura y dicen que saben que tú puedes hacer la 126. Juanma ha tenido problemas en hacer la 122 libras, pero ellos quieren saber si tú ahí está la 126 y tú vas a renunciar tu título.
No. Estoy pediría permiso para poder optar por pelear en la 126.
Okay, he will ask the WBA a permit for fight in the 126 pound to fight one more anybody.
You know, you talk about 126 pounds. You know, as I said, Marquez, Rafael Marquez is up there. Israel Vasquez is there. As you see, Gamboa and Lopez are there. Number one guy in that division, still Chris John from Indonesia. You said you want to stay at 122. What big fights you see for yourself at 122, and what is you know, your motivation to keep at this weight class with everyone big at the higher weight classes?
Well, dice que está subiendo arriba. Gael Barque, Márquez, todo mundo, Juan Manuel López, cubano Gamboa, Chris Young, dice que con cuál otro tipo tú te atreverías a pelear, o quién de ellos tú crees que tú puedes hacer una buena pelea.
Con cualquiera, yo estoy aquí para pelear y demostrar que todavía en Panamá habemos guerreros. Yo soy una persona que me preparo y estoy listo para cualquiera.
Okay, he said that he wanted to show the people that Panama still got fighters in the ring, warriors. So he said, wherever any champion gain the chance, he will step out in the ring.
You know, if you're not able to get one of these guys in your next fight, do you have anything planned? You know, maybe a back plan, defend your title at 122 pounds home in Panama or something else like that?
Bueno, si ninguno de estos manes se atreven a pelear contigo y nadie quiere pelear, y tú tendrías que bajar a la 22 a defender tu título en Panamá o en cualquier lado, ¿qué tú harías? ¿Qué decisión tú vas a tomar?
Bueno, sería una decisión dura, ya que tengo casi un año y medio de que tengo demasiado problema para hacer la 122 libras, pero negocio es negocio y hay que pelear para defender los títulos.
Okay, I got been since one year by trying to make the 122 pound and I'm having difficulty. So I would rather go up to 126, or I would try to make it, but I need to fight with the guys and big with the big names of the featherweight.
Final question for you. What is your complete outlook, you know, of the 122, 126 pound division, and what are you looking to do right away? Obviously, it was opposite to you.
Dice que tú estás viendo en la 122, en la 126 toda esta gente. Entonces, ¿qué es lo que tú quieres hacer sinceramente y qué es lo que te parece que sería lo mejor para ti?
Bueno, para mí es que el mundo conozca a Celestino Pelenchín Caballero, ya que pienso que me he ganado ese respeto. Soy el número 8 en libra por libra en la revista Sirin. Y pienso que lo que estoy buscando es proyectarme al nivel mundial, internacional.
Okay, he said he's trying to get to the top. He's the number 8 in the Ring Magazine 100 rating. He's number 8. So he wants to go to number 1, or he wants to fight the best fighter. He wants his name to be remembered like Roberto Duran, Ismael Laguna, Eusebio Pedrosa, like the biggest fighters in the world.
Thank you.
Gracias. Dale, un